And just about, as a matter of fact, Linda, I was talking to Linda. I said, Linda, they ain't coming together. It's just not coming together. I know the Lord's got me in this direction, but it's not coming together. And so as I was putting more stuff together, I wind up with a two-parter. And how many's ever seen one of these things? How many's ever wore one of these things? Hello, my name is. Amen. So for the next couple of Sundays, this is part one. We're going to talk about what'd you call me? I want you to look at somebody right now and say, what'd you call me? Look at somebody and say, what'd you call me? Yeah, at least three times call me. Yeah, breakfast, supper, and lunch and supper. Get your Bibles out, Genesis 35. Stand for the reading of the Word. We're going to start at verse 9. I know it says 16, but we're going to start at 9. Verse 9. I'm telling you, this is a work in progress. The more I study it, the more it changes. So we're going to ask God just to bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Amen. And when we leave this place, I hope you got a different name tag on you than when you came in here. Amen. So now, you got your Bible, say amen. You don't say on me. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padanaram and blessed him. Now, I want you to think about something. Padanaram means plateau. Just want you to think about it. Plateau. Anybody here kind of plateaued out with God? Huh? Y'all are not looking at me like you're looking. You're looking at me like you're looking. Has anybody here feel like you kind of plateaued out with God? You know, there's something more to it. There's a lot more to it, but you just don't know exactly what it is. But you've kind of plateaued out. Well, this is for you today. If you just kind of plateaued out, you know there's a lot more, but you just can't seem to get with it. And you look around you, wherever you go, and you see people kind of losing out on what they think is important for God and seeming to lose the victory and all this stuff. And you maybe look around today and say, well, where's the people that are normally here? And you go, I don't know where they're at. Guess what? God knows where they're at. He's got a role. He's keeping up with it. You worry about you today. Amen? Now, if you feel like you plateaued out, don't raise your hand, but everybody close your eyes and in your mind, raise your hand. Are you plateaued out with God? You know there's more to it, amen? And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. He's already wrestled the angel. He's already been called Jacob. God's calling him Jacob. Jacob. He said, thy name should be called Israel. God's already, they've been in a wrestling match. He's already been called Israel. Now God's telling him again. Some of y'all here need to hear some of this again. Amen. The Lord just keeps speaking to me all week. Tell them they need to hear it again, hear it again, hear it again. So he said, I'll be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be out of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake to him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, but there was a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass that when she was in hard labor, that her midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have a son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, she called him Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and buried in the way to Ephrath, which is in Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave, unto this day. Now, let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you're an all-powerful God. You're an all-knowing God. You see us, Lord, when we all plateau out, and we all do, every last one of us. There comes times in our spiritual experience where we plateau out, where we come to that point where we say, God, is there any more? Or God, am I not living right? God, am I having a hard time with this? Lord, show me what I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to say, what I'm supposed to do. Father, this day, help us, God, to minister to each other and to minister to you, Father, in such a powerful way. Then when we leave this place, we'll know, God, that we've been in your power and in your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, give somebody a high five as you're sitting down and tell them the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. And I can do what God said I can do. There you go. Sit down. Why'd you call me? Now, I want you to see this now. Look. Now, you're reading a story about Jacob. Jacob is on his way back home. Jacob's on his way to greatness. Jacob now has wrestled with God. He is Israel now. And so along the way, as he's doing all of this, it almost seems like there's just a few lines in the middle of the story that don't really even count. It seems like it's a by the way. Oh yeah, while we're going, this happened, and it was just a few lines. And it seems like it's a small value and even small information. It's just there. You know, but I want to tell you something. So many people in this place today, you're hearing so many voices. You're asking yourself so many questions, and so many questions are being asked to you. And it's hard to understand what's even going on in our lives, especially as we watch terrorism on the rise. We watch ISIS talking about I believe with all my heart, ISIS already has terror cells in the United States. I mean, they come across the Mexican border and everything's cool. You know, I believe with all my heart, that's why the border was not secured, so all this can take place, and God's going to wind up getting the glory in all of it. God wins. Y'all look at somebody and say, God wins. But see, there's so much going on, and we look at this story, and then we think about it, and here we are, plateaued out. We have a little fear. Maybe it's just a little bit. Maybe it's a whole bunch, but it's right there because of what's going on around us. And we think about our own lives. The older I get, the more I realize that there's more on this side than there is on that side. This is when I'm, you know, from 54 back, 54 forward. There's a lot more back here than there's a lot coming up here. And so I begin to think about mortality more. Begin to think about, you know, am I going to leave something behind us, a legacy? You know, what's going to happen? So all these things are in people's minds. And we find ourselves in the middle of all this. We find ourselves even plateauing out with God and going, God, there's got to be more. There he is. There's a lot more. There's a whole lot more to your Christian experience and to your life than what you're living right now. Every last one of us, myself included. You know what? If we press as hard as we could press, I can guarantee you, even with a full court press, there's more to what is ahead of us than we ever could imagine. And this scripture right here, although it may seem small of value and small of information, this is a very powerful scripture when we talk about the death of Rachel and Benoni. This is so powerful, and I just want to kind of put us in here and just kind of talk about this. First, it is a spiritual journey. Jacob has wrestled with the angel. He's been called Israel. He's on the way back. He knows behind him Laban was coming after him. His brother was in front of him. There's all this bad stuff that was looking for him, and he's coming to peace with all this, and he's coming back home. He's trying to get it back together with God. And so if you look at where he's journeyed, just the journey itself, from Bethel to Ephrath, he has now, in Bethel, he has come back to the house of God. Bethel is the place where God spoke to him. Bethel is the place where God made covenant with him. Bethel is the place where God made a second or restored the covenant with him. And so now that he has restored his covenant in Bethel, now he's moving to Ephrath, which means to be fruitful, to produce fruit, to make fruit, to make others fruitful. So now he's on this spiritual journey from the house of God to fruitfulness. Everybody in here, you're on that same journey. You're on that journey from the house of God where God made a covenant with you, where God used you, where God talked to you, and you know he talked to you, and now God wants you to be fruitful. Now, so here he is. He's getting beyond the plateau. The problem is with many people is when they get to this point, they plateau and then they cease to be as fruitful as they possibly could be. Matter of fact, some even become fruitless because of the plateau. And so God is showing this in this picture here. It's a wonderful picture of what God wants to do in our life. So between an encounter with God and becoming fruitful, there's some things got to happen. So as we read this story, first we'll see that there is a devotion. He's already been there one time, and then he calls it El Bethel a little way further down. So he's dedicated himself in Bethel, El Bethel, now the God of the house of God. Now, so he's rededicated himself. Think about it. How many here you have given yourself to God, and now God spoke to you again? You keep hearing Him say, "I'm still going to use you." The flesh is telling you He's not. Circumstance is telling you He's not. But God is still telling you, as you settle in Bethel, that I still have a work for you to do. And so here it is. It's a place of dedication. It's a place of rededication. But now it's also direction, because now he's journeying to Ephrath. Now Ephrath, that journey to Ephrath, he's got to journey. You just don't happen. You just don't wake up one morning and you're fruitful. You have to work. And remember, if you do what you can do, God will do what you can't do. But if you won't do what you can do, God won't do what you can't do. And so it's important to understand, as we're moving forward, what God wants to do in our life. So he's moving forward to Ephrath, and then there's a decision to make right in the middle. He's rededicated himself. He's moving forward. He's moving beyond the plateau and along the way. Think about this now. Along the way, the Bible says, "And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to go to Ephrath." He was right there knocking on the door of fruitfulness. He was right there. You're closer than you actually think. How many know that? Look at somebody and tell me you're closer than you think. He was right there being fruitful. He was right there. And then Rachel travailed, his wife, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not. Thou shalt have this son also." She already had Joseph. And so now, here she goes. She couldn't even have children until God opened her womb. So here she is. She's had Joseph. Now she's having Benjamin. And it came to pass and "fear not, for thou shalt have a son also. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died." See, here it is. He's on the way to fruitfulness. He's right there. He's trying to get beyond his plateau. He's moving forward. And just about the time he can see it, he can taste it, his wife dies. But she doesn't just die. She dies while she's in childbirth. And so as her soul was departing, she died. Then she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath on the way, which is Bethlehem. So Ephrath, Bethlehem is fruitfulness and house of bread. So God wants us to be a house of bread for ourselves, to be able to come to the house of bread, but also wants us to be a bread for somebody else and to be fruitful. So here she is. She dies, and it just says she named him Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin, and it just kept on going. If you just read that, you go, well, okay. She died. She had a son. She named him one thing, and the husband change the name. So what? You know what? Here comes the good stuff. Jacob, out of all people, knew the power of a name. Jacob means supplanter, deceiver, to win by your own wit. Even when he was born, Jacob means heel catcher. He was born grabbing his brother's heel. That's why it's called heel catcher, Jacob. Everything he had up until he got to Peniel, everything he had done seemed like it was done with deceit, through his own power, through his own anointing. But God changed him in that wrestling match. God changed his name to Israel. Israel does not mean deceiver, heel catcher, to win by your own wit. Israel means prince with God. It also means to wrestle with God and to prevail. So something good was changing. So he knew, look, I don't want to be remembered as a deceiver. I'd much rather be remembered as a prince. How about you? Or princess. Amen. And so here, we're watching this scenario going on. Now here's the name. First, a name reflects past events and people. I was named, past people, I was named after my granddaddy. My granddaddy was named after somebody. I was named after my granddaddy and my daddy. So daddy's David Gaston. I'm David Clayton. Then D.C. got hung with David Clayton Jr. And Daniel say he was James Daniel Linton Jr. Amen. They were both juniors back in the day. And but you see, and Daniel was named after his granddaddy. So you see, we name people after past, after people that we want to remember. But also past events. Especially in the Bible, past events. And so Benoni means son of my sorrow. Wow. Remember now, past events. Now, so I'm going to go past that for just a minute. So it reflects past events, it reflects people. It reserves people, it propels us to the future where people hope to be. Oh, look up there. Hello, my name is Flo. Kiss my grits. My wife was playing with me last night. I left it up there. I thought I was going to leave it. Propels to the future what they hope to be, and it also reminds them who they are, their identity. It helps you remember, I'm a Linton, or I'm a whatever. So watch this. On the spiritual journey that we're on, the Bible says that the tongue can bring forth death or life. And those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The mouth. Look at somebody and tell them, this is a powerful thing. So now watch this now. Jacob understood the power of her name. Rachel died. Benoni means son of my sorrow. He did not want his son to be always, every time you mentioned his name, all you could remember was the death of his mother. Well, why were you named son of my sorrow? Because my mama died giving birth. Okay. All of a sudden the conversation goes down. Everybody having a good time at the party. Here comes Benoni. What does Benoni mean? Son of my sorrow. Why is it son of my sorrow? Because his mama died giving birth. And so every time you turn around, when you talk about Benoni, it's something bad. Jacob knew this. Israel knew this. He knew to put a negative label on his son would keep him in a negative situation for the rest of his life. Every time you mention, I haven't noticed any kids named Ichabod. Ichabod, the glory of the Lord has departed, except for Ichabod Crane. There's a lot of things I have not noticed kids named because people don't want their children to be associated with that negative. And so he said, look, let me tell you something. If his name was Benoni, he would always live in the past, not the present nor the future, always live in the past. And in the past, his mama died giving him birth. And so all you'd ever talk about is, well, poor Benoni, his mama died giving him birth. Let me ask you a question. Just one more time. What'd you call me? Look at somebody and say, what'd you call me? Look at him. Why'd you call me? So now watch this now. Everybody in here has got something in your past you don't like. Everybody in here has got something. How many's got something in your past you wish you had never gone through? How many here's got something in your past you wish that you could change? How many here's got things in your past that you just can't ever come to grips with? All right. Let me tell you something about your past. Your past refines you, but it does not define you. Amen? Jacob knew this. Your past refines you. It makes you. It helps build you, but it doesn't define you. Amen? You are not who people say you are. You are who God says you are. Amen? So now watch this now. So now, his name was Benoni, son of my sorrow, and he changed his name to Benjamin, son of my right hand, son of power. Again, you are not who the world says you are. You are who your father says you are. His father said you're not going to label him and keep him in the past and tie him down and get him beat up every time he mentions his name. Instead, he's going to be known as son of my right hand, son of my power. Some amazing stuff. Now, if you want to just take Benoni, You can take Benoni and make an Easter message out of it. Because Benoni is a picture of Jesus Christ. While he was on this earth, he was a man of sorrows. When he faced that cross, it was a sorrowful thing. But when he resurrected, died and rose again, where'd he go to? The Father's right hand. Benoni also is a picture of Jesus Christ, dead, resurrected, come back, and is full of power and authority. Amen? So now, but still, watch this now. So then, after he changed his name, then they go on to Ephrath, Bethlehem. So now, here's our spiritual journey. Let's go to us now. Everybody in this place today, we have to first have devotion in our life. If you want to get beyond the plateau, and everybody raise your hand that you want to get beyond plateaus. So first, there's got to be a dedication in your life, even a rededication. God, I need you to do what you said you would do. And God, I need your help to help me do what I need to do. So I thank you, God, for this dedication, this rededication. God's looking for devotion. And so now, after the devotion, then we're going to have direction. We're going to have to journey to Ephrath. You're going to have to make your way to fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. God wants us all to be fruitful. Amen? And then now, if we're going to be fruitful, there's got to be a decision. Let me ask you a question again. I love this. Just look at somebody and say, what'd you call me? Tell that somebody else, what'd you call me? I ain't heard anything that time. What'd you call me? All right, get ready. What'd you call me? Guess what? You know, hold, let me stop right there for a second. My computer messed up. Everybody here's got a computer, ain't you? If you have a computer, it's messed up before. How many's ever got it and said, I had one, my last one actually said, I'm getting ready to die, back me up. On Tuesday night, Eddie was there with me. And Pop Dillon said, I'm getting ready to die, back me up. And went, I've never seen that before. So I shut it down, come in here and preach, come back out, turn it back on. And it said, I'm serious, I'm getting ready to die, back me up. And I said, this ain't good. So Linda said, well, it could be a virus. So I carried it to Linda. Linda said, there ain't a virus. It's getting ready to go down. You better back it up. I said, I'll carry it to the geeks. So I carried it to the geeks. He turned on and said, I said, watch this says. It says, I'm getting ready to die. I'm serious. Back me up. And I said, what are we going to do? Watch this. I love this. You know, every now and then, of course, we need to go to another computer because this one here actually was on his last leg, praise God. But there's been times when my computer or my cell phone, anybody ever had a cell phone, and all of a sudden you're trying to call and there's nothing going on? What do you have to do? You hit the restore button. On your computer, you hit the restore button. Why do you hit the restore button? Because it puts it back to factory setting. Some of y'all in here, today, you need to let God push your restore button. You need to go back to factory settings. Because you're corrupted with what the devil's been telling you. You're no good. You'll never make it. You've messed up too much. You've gone too far. That's too much of a sin for God to take care of. You already blown. Let me just tell you, I've told you again, told you before. You say, I've ruined the plan of God in my life. Let me tell you something. You are not powerful enough to ruin the plan of God in your life. Amen. I've ruined the plan of God in my life. God can't use you. You're too tall. You're too short. You know, I remember hearing a story. Coach Brown, I think it's Coach Brown for St. Louis somewhere. I can't even think of what it's called now. But this basketball team, a powerful basketball team, somebody will know what it's at when they get going. Coach Brown decided he was going to go to a military base and he was going to try to enthuse the guys at the military base. Why is at the military base, this guy comes to him who's 7 foot tall, wearing a size 17 shoe. This guy comes to him and says, Coach, I got a problem. And the coach says, what is it? He said, they're telling me I'm too big, I'm too goofy, I'm too clumsy, I can't shoot, and I can't maneuver, but I want to play basketball. He says, well, Then we talked to you a bit. He says, what part of service are you in? He says, I'm not in the service. My daddy is. I'm 13. This is a true story. I didn't even do that. It's a true story. And so Coach Brown says, you know what? Let me write you down some stuff here. And he says, I want you to do these exercises every day, and I want you to tell yourself, I'm not too big. I'm not too clumsy. That I'm not this and that. And then I want you to pray to God to help you to understand that not all the negatives, but I want you to understand the positives in your life. And so Coach Brown kept up a little correspondence with him. Pretty soon, he writes Coach Brown again and says, I got cut from my high school basketball team. I'm too big. I'm too clumsy. I'm not good enough. And Coach Brown said, don't believe that. He says, matter of fact, let me show you what to do. So Coach Brown worked with him again and again and again. Pretty soon, this guy began to believe in himself. And pretty soon, this guy got pretty good. I think it was LSU. I'm not for sure. LSU. Thank you. LSU. And so he plays for LSU, and he only plays for 2 years. What? I thought the guy believed in himself. He did. He went pro. Matter of fact, not only did he went pro, he also has a master's degree, a doctorate degree. He has a BLET degree. He has a doctorate as a policeman because he retired in 2011. I'm talking about Shaquille O'Neal, the greatest basketball player, one of the greatest that ever played. Hit your restore button today and go back to factory settings. What God put in you. God didn't call you a loser. God didn't say you were too big. God didn't say you were too small. God didn't say you were the wrong color. God didn't say you couldn't. God didn't say step back. God didn't say call retreat. God says you are a winner. You're powerful, that His hand is upon you. You are the right color for what you need to do. You're the right size for what you need to do. God's got His hand on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hit that restore button and let God work on you. He says, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and my soul knoweth right. You are not average. You are not ordinary. You are one of a kind. Praise God. My mama said that. My mama said if there was more than one of you, I would actually run away. I have twin brothers. She said, I'm so glad the twins were not you. Amen. I said the twins couldn't hold all this. And she said, yeah, you are kind of full of it, aren't you? Okay. You have the fingerprints of God in your life. Woo! Push that restore button. Don't sit back and try to figure it all out and keep on programming and programming until you got yourself in such a bind that Einstein can't get you out of it. Push the reset button. Go back to the original factory settings. God has designed every last one of us to succeed. Amen? Amen. He's got something special. Matter of fact, go ahead and say it. Say it. Who are you saying? Go ahead and say it. What'd you call me? Tell somebody. What'd you call me? Ask somebody else, what'd you call me? I'm going to tell you when you want to call me. Watch this. I love this. I am not what others say I am. I am what my Father says I am. If some of y'all could believe that today, you would step up and step out of that depression that you're in, step out of that problem that you're in. You would step forth to a fresher anointing. You would go beyond the plateau and you begin to climb that mountain, and God would do something great with you. I am not who man says I am. I am who God says I am. Amen. I am who God says I am. He says I'm His child. Amen. So now, oh, I love this. So what did God say? You know, I'm not a victim of my past. Who's in here a victim of their past? Not me. I got some things in my past I don't like. I'm not a victim of my past. I'm not a victim of my past. I'm not a victim of my circumstances. I've been done wrong before. Have you ever been done wrong? I've been done wrong, but I'm not a victim of my circumstances. I am not a victim of people's opinions. Push the restore button. No matter what you're in today, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And even when you fall, He'll pick you back up. Praise God. God's got something. So, well, I'm just going to put a few down there because I got so happy I couldn't even think out of type. So why did God say I am? First, it says I'm redeemed. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of trespasses. What else did He call me? He said, I'm a new creation, a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. What else did He call you? You're a winner. Praise the Lamb of God. Not a loser. You're a winner. It ain't all these things. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. God has something special for every last one of us. So we got to remember, it's not what they say we are. It's who God says we are. Matter of fact, when you get out of here, somebody's going to test that. They will test it as soon as you get out of here. Here, watch this. This is what happened when they test you. Watch this. There's a test right there. I must have done it wrong. One more time. Okay. Here's what it is. It's not what they call me that counts. It's what I answer to. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, come on one more time. It's not what they call you that counts. See, you're a blank sheet. God can put anything up there. It's not what they call you that counts. It's what you answer to. My wife tickles me and my children. They be sitting back. The children do this all the time. The little boys, they be going, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Their mom be going, David, David. And then somebody go, Pastor. And I... But I got one better than that now. Pastor, now, will you get my attention? They can be bullets flying over my head, hand grenades busting. And I hear, Paw, Paw. And I mean, I walk in stores knowing that the kids aren't there, and somebody else is calling for their Paw, Paw, and I hear them going, Paw, Paw. I almost walked over and bought this little kid this toy that cost $50 because he was asking. Mama said, you can't have it. She said, but Paw Paw, buy it for me. And I want to go, I'm a Paw Paw. Let me get that for you. That's my favorite name. Amen, Paw Paw. Amen. From now on, when you're going through what you're going through, when they're trying to call you something else, when you're trying to call yourself something else, remember, it's not who they say you are. It's not who your circumstances say you are. It's not who your past says you are. It's who God says you are. We're restored. We're relieved. Bible 7 in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. It's to go forward, not backwards. Something special. Go ahead and put that video in there, dear. If we can get the thing running good. Remember, every now and then we see Lenovo. Lenovo is Hebrew for wait a minute. It's so amazing because as I was doing this with that name tag, I went looking up, and here's what I found. After I put the name tag up, then this popped up. I said, wow, if this isn't awesome. Here we go, I reckon. Dun, 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 dun. What does that mean? That means stretch it out. It's coming up though, praise God. I know it is. It's right there on the thing, videos. Up at top says videos. You hit that thing right there. It says videos. That icon. There you go. There you go. You got it. It sounds like she knows what she's doing, but sometimes I fix things while she's not looking. And if I ever fix things while she's not looking, she don't know how I fixed them. And so here we go. So I fixed this one night while I was asleep. When I woke up, I had all kinds of little icons all over the place. Take her to the beginning. Take it back to the beginning. Okay. Just doing that thing again. Here we go. Praise God. Well, this old man and woman, they were sick. Their birthdays were the same. They turned 60 years old on the same day. And so they were praying to God. They went to church to celebrate, and the woman said, "God, I don't mean to be wanting just for me, but I just wish we could travel the world." And the Lord was gracious, and somebody came right up to him and gave him tickets to go all around the world. He said, "Thank you, Lord." And the husband said, "Well, Lord, I don't mean to be selfish either, but I wish I had a wife 30 years younger than me." And so God went, boom, turned him into 90. Here we go. Look. Everybody stand up. God is awesome. You are not what the world labels you. Yes. You ever been there? Don't listen to those voices. Satan is trying to spread lies in your mind. Hit the restore button. Go back to factory setting. Reset. 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 Yes! My past does not define me, it refines me. Come on, y'all, hit that reset button. Yes. Factory settings. Yes. 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 Reset. Oh, I love that. Reset. Child of the one true King. If you're here today and you're needing God to do something for you, I want you to start making your way up here. If you need God to hit that restore button on you, reset, put you back to factory settings, come on up here. You need God to do something special for you, come on up here. You're plateaued out and you're ready for God to do something special in your life. You go ahead and come on up here. God is awesome. God is here. God is moving. God wants to do something in your life. Come on up here and say, "God, I need you to restore me back to factory settings. God, I've heard too many voices. I've heard too many people try to tell me who I am. I need to know who I am in you, Lord. I need to stand strong in you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I will not be denied. I will not be defeated. I will stand up. I will stand up, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are more than all that we need, God. You are beyond what we need, Father. I thank you, Lord. You're almighty. You're powerful, God. And Father, because of we're more than conquerors, we are restored. We have your favor, God. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Push that restore button, Lord. Push that reset back to factory settings. We are somebody in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. The devil has played too many lies and played too many tricks on us. God, we love you, Father. We praise your name. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. Lord, we trust you, Father. We know, God, that you've got all of this under control. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. I am what you said I am, God. I am more than a conqueror through you, Lord. I am what you said, Lord. I am not what man says. I am not what...